Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When we get leads like that, we've got to find a way to build on them. And, you know, we had some power play opportunities that would have been great to add to our lead and put it away a bit. But, you know, that's an area that we've got to make sure that we're aware of the situation and don't sit back.
Sidney Crosby, not satisfied after a win over Florida on Tuesday. The Penguins hit the road before the All-Star break. West Coast swing, Anaheim tonight, Anaheim tomorrow night, LA, San Jose, Arizona, and Vegas all on this trip. You can watch our next guest, Hall of Famer Scott Stevens, on NHL Tonight coming up at 6 tonight. Plus, NHL Network will feature the Sabres and Hurricanes tomorrow at 7:30, visit NHLnetwork.com for your local channel listings. Scott, did you like West Coast trips as a player?
Yeah, I mean, they're long, but it's nice to a little change of venue. You get a little warm weather. It's not a bad thing either. And, it's always fun playing on the road. But like I said, warm weather's always nice in the middle of winter.
Yeah, I bet. Right now, in your opinion, who is the favorite? Which team is the favorite to win the Stanley Cup?
Oh, you know, for me, Tampa Bay Lightning, which I'm sure most people are leaning towards. They're a really deep team. They have some good veterans. They got great youth. They have four lines. I mean, they have, I believe, very good defense, and their goaltending is outstanding. So, they've been there a bit before, have some experience. So I like them. But, there's a handful of teams. Washington, it's hard to knock off the championship team, and Washington's looking good also. Pittsburgh's playing unbelievable right now, and I'm sure that's why we're here to talk about the way Pittsburgh's playing, and they've been on quite a roll and playing great hockey.
Who would be your Norris Trophy winner at the halfway point?
That's a good question. I like Giordano, but I also like your guy, Letang, and I've been watching him closely. I think he's having a bounce back here. He's staying healthy. I thought, last year he seemed to be chasing the game and forcing the issue, and it kind of just spiraled downhill. Not a bad year at 50-something points, but I really like his game this year. I think he's a solid two-way player. I like he plays with a lot of passion, a lot of grit. He skates the puck out of trouble, phenomenal on the power play. And so I like Giordano and Letang at this point right now going forward.
Scott, when you were in Minnesota, you relied on a defenseman for big minutes, right? Ryan Suter played like almost 30 minutes a night when mm-hmm. you were there. And we're looking at Letang putting up similar numbers, 26 minutes. It's fourth in the NHL. Tell me about that a little bit. Demanding that much out of one guy. How does it help a team, and how does it make a player better?
Well, you always like to play, and I think the more you play, the better you play. But, there's a fine line of how much you overuse a guy, especially when you want to it's a long season, you want to have a long playoff run. But, Chris Letang's he's an effortless skater and gets up and down the ice very well. So those minutes are something he can handle at 26. And, Suter's the same way. I mean, they're just responsible guys that you can play in any situation. And when you have those types of guys, they tend to play more minutes when they can kill penalties, power play 5-on-5, shut down the other team's top forward. So they're a special breed, but, there's not a lot of them. But Chris Letang is one of those guys that can take those minutes. And like I said, he's an effortless skater, and he gets up and down the ice so well that he can handle those minutes.
We're talking with Scott Stevens, three-time Stanley Cup winner, Hall of Famer. Most of his career with the New Jersey Devils, now with NHL Network. As a coach that was looking at the Penguins from the other side, you're scouting them, you're getting ready for them. Was it harder when they gave the Stars their own lines? Crosby, Malkin, Kessel? Or was it harder when they put Malkin with Kessel and you had to worry about pick your poison with the top two lines, Scott?
They're tough either way, but I think it's a little easier to shut a when you stack a line with a lot of really good players, I think you can put, it's a little easier to get your top D out there, which is probably the most important thing, is having your number one and two defensemen to shut them down and try to get that hard matchup. And obviously, if you can get a forward line out there. When they're spread out, it's a pick your poison, very difficult to defend when you have that much talent spread out through your lineup. And I'm a firm believer you need to have depth to win. You need four lines that can contribute and play some minutes. So I think spread out through the lineup is tougher to defend against.
Who do you think is the best shutdown defenseman in the NHL?
Oh, that's a good question. I know we're talking about your guys, but I really like Brian Dumoulin right now, the way he's playing. And I know we're talking Pittsburgh, but I've been watching this guy. I love his game. I like what he brings. Vlasic for San Jose was that guy. Now I think Dumoulin's starting to mold into that shutdown guy, and he plays with a tang, but I think they complement each other very well. So also I think Giordano can do that, and that's one reason why I like him for the Norris. He can shut down the other team. He breaks the puck out very well, defends very well, has some physicality to his game also. So for me, I really like those two guys defensively and their all-around game. Like I said, I've been watching Dumoulin for a while, and I really like the way he plays.
What is it right now about Sidney Crosby's game that sticks out the most to you, Scott?
Oh, his down low play. I think when I see Sidney Crosby down low one-on-one using his, his strength, his lower part of his body, beating people, he's dominant. Then he can take the net or make the next play. He brings double coverage. I think when he's at his best, that's where he's very effective. I don't think there's any player that is better than him one-on-one below the goal lines and beating a check and making the next play. He can do a lot of good things, but I really like that part of his game, and that's where he's very difficult to contain.
How about Mike Sullivan? What are your thoughts on the job he's done here? What do you think, if he's known for something around the NHL, what do other coaches say about Mike Sullivan?
You know what? I think he's a great motivator. I think he understands the players. I think he's a good communicator. I like his style. He's got a lot of experience. He knows how to win. There's really nothing not to like about Sullivan. Like I said, I really love listening to his speeches as an ex-player and a coach in the league. I like to hear what he has to say because I think what he says, the guys listen and they have a lot of respect for him. So just a great coach. There's no question about that.
We're talking to Scott Stevens, NHL Network. The NHL at the halfway point, just about. We've got the All-Star game coming up in a couple of weeks. Scott, MVP at the halfway point, who would you give the heart to?
Oh, you know what? I love Ratnan, but I really like Johnny Gaudreau. I mean, I've been watching him, and it's just amazing the run he's on. I think he's very, very important on that team. As good as Monahan is and Lindholm's been, I think there's a little more supporting cast with McKenna and Landeskog on that Colorado team with Rantanen. So I would have to say right now, Gaudreau, I believe, would be my guy at this point.
What is something that might be an X factor for the Penguins in the second half of the season, either stylistically or a player who you think could give them more and burst on the scene or blossom or play better in the second half? If you're tracking Pittsburgh, Scott, from your vantage point, what is something that's going to be important to them in the second half of the season?
Well, I think Brian Rust's playing his game right now, and Getzel's been good from day one. I really like what Casey DeSmith's done since, when Matt Murray was hurt, and I think sometimes you have these injuries are a blessing in disguise, and I think Casey DeSmith, we found out what he can do and how he can play, and I think that's really solidified the goaltending position, and now Matt Murray comes back healthy, and he's playing the best hockey of his career. I really like the decor on this Pittsburgh team. If you look at the depth, you get Justin Schultz back there. I love the move with Marcus Pedersen. I mean, once again, Jim Rutherford finds a diamond in the rough. I love that move. I love the way he moves the puck, a big guy, smart, positional player. So I really think this defense is solid. And like I say, you get Justin Schultz back there who can run a power play on that second unit or first unit along with Letang. And I think the team's looking very, very good. As long as they stay healthy, I think there's not a whole lot this hockey club needs going forward.
Yeah, I agree with that. And Brassard, who you probably watched play, you guys are based in New York. You've seen him quite a bit.
Yeah.
He's It's been a bit of a tricky spot for him, Scott. He's used to playing on number one power play units and in the top six. He's a third line center here. They could go either way with him from what I've been told. Are they going to keep him? Are they going to trade him? What are your thoughts on Brassard and where he fits in? Last year of his contract, would you look to move him or would you be patient with him for the rest of the year?
Be patient. I mean, I think he's a guy that can go up and down your lineup. Yeah, he might be in that third slot at center, but you have an injury, there's no question he can move up to second line and first line for periods of time. I also look at his track record in the playoffs, and he's a phenomenal playoff performer, and you're going to need that. So I don't see any reason to move him because he's in the last year of his contract. I like him, and I think he's a guy that, you know, brings a lot to the table when it comes playoff time. And like I said, he can go up and down your lineup if you have injuries. So why would you want to move a guy like that when you really need to have a player that can do what Brassard does?
A lot of NHL games tonight, full slate. Penguins are off. They play the Ducks tomorrow. We're talking to Scott Stevens, NHL Tonight at 6 on NHL Network. You gave me Tampa. I can tell you like the Penguins. Give me a dark horse team, Scott, that might be off the radar. We see a team like this every year that's, you know, it was Nashville a couple of years ago that went to the Stanley Cup Final as the last team in from the West. Give me a team that's kind of off the grid right now that you think can get to the Stanley Cup Final.
Well, I don't know how far they're off the grid. Maybe not that far, but I've been watching the Boston Bruins, and when you have as much structure as this team has and play the right way and defend as well as this team does, I think they're third in the league in goals against. I think you can do good things when it comes to the playoffs. Bergeron, phenomenal player. Marchand, Pasternak, their defense, they get McAvoy back. Goaltending, they got Halak there also now. So I really like that team. I'm a big firm believer that defense wins championships. So that might be my little sleeper. Mm. If they can stay healthy, I like their fourth line, and their third line are a little more improved this year. We'll see what happens.
What is the best defensive team in the NHL? Who is it?
Well, for me, I think it's Boston.
Okay.
For sure, Boston. Just their attention to detail, five guys back to the house, stopping their spots, always a D in front. You got the high slot covered with a weak side winger in the zone. For me, I watched them play Minnesota the other night. I know Minnesota's tired, but it was a clinic on how to play defense and how to play in your own zone. So if they can keep that going, I think they're going to score enough. They have that number one line's good enough that I believe this is the best defensive team in the league.
Man, that Atlantic is going to be something, huh? With Tampa, Toronto, and you like Boston. So that's something to keep an eye on. When Scott
Absolutely.
Stevens would come into Pittsburgh and you'd get ready to play in the Igloo, and you knew that you were going to see Mario Lemieux for the vast majority of the night, that would be the guy you would go over the boards and see as the guy that played on a top defensive pairing, what was going through your mind? What were the keys to slowing down Mario when he was in his prime, Scott?
Well, for sure, just like it is today, I would take if I can take time and space away from Mario, the more time and space you give a good player, he's just going to make a much better hockey play, and it just buys time for other people to get open. So for me, it's easy to say that, but I would want to be as tight as I can to him, be hard on him, make life difficult, and take away his time and space to nullify him.
Did you have a number one moment playing here, something that stood out to you in your career from getting matched up with the Penguins, a game, or a moment or a memory, Scott, that you keep with you?
Well, actually, yeah, I think it was, I scored a goal against Tom Brasso, and I should know the year, but it might have been 2000, I'm not sure. We were playing in Pittsburgh, first round. We lost the first game, and we were leading in the game in the third period. I think Robitaille tied it up, so it was a tie game. And right off the faceoff, I got the puck, took a shot on Brasso, picked it up, and got the rebound, went five-hole, and that turned out to be the winning goal. And it was a pretty important game because we would not want to go down 2-0 to Pittsburgh, and they had the home ice advantage. So I guess that would be a highlight of my career in the Igloo. I mean, there's a lot of disappointing times because, yes, they had a good hockey team. Yeah. You got Jágr, you had Lemieux, but that was probably a highlight in my career, and we went on to beat the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Scott Stevens. Hey, Scott, it was a joy watching you take it to the Flyers over the years. You're one of my favorite players because I hated the Flyers growing up. So it's been a pleasure to talk to you today. Thank you so much, and we'll watch you tonight.
Okay, thanks, guys.
You bet. Scott Stevens. That guy was tough as nails, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.